Today is Friday, November 6th. As we wait to learn a winner in the presidential race, we'll break down each candidate's possible path to victory and the status of each state still counting ballots. Also, where President Trump's legal challenges stand, and we've got an update on the pandemic and a possible vaccine. Plus, more college football begins, which car company is going all electric, Apple's latest iPhone update, and the latest rock and roll Hall of Famers. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. 3 days after the election and the presidential race is in a dead heat. Hundreds of thousands more votes have been counted since yesterday, but we are still waiting for results in those same five states we told you about 24 hours ago. Nevada, Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina, and Alaska. Remember, Alaska is expected to go for President Trump. Out of the four other states, Biden only needs one of them to win. Trump needs to win all of them. And really, either is possible at this point, since the totals are neck and neck right now. As far as timing goes, it's possible the race could be decided today, or it could be another week or more. As of early this morning, in Nevada, there are about 190,000 ballots left to be counted. 90% of them come from Clark County, home to Las Vegas. Election officials are going to start back up on those this morning. In North Carolina, all the ballots that have been received have been counted, but election officials think there could still be more that were delayed in the mail, and laws say ballots postmarked by Election Day can be counted if they come in up until November 12th. The state says it likely won't report any more results this week. In Pennsylvania, they're down to about 150,000 mail-in ballots that still need to be counted, and that state allows more Election Day postmarked ones up until today. And finally, there's Georgia. As of early this morning, that state had just a few thousand more votes to tally up. And at this point, Georgia's race is down to only 1,700 votes difference between Biden and Trump. So every vote really does count. Another note about Georgia, the state is going to conduct a so-called risk-limiting audit. Starting today, the state is going to manually review a sample of the ballots by hand. It's basically to make sure the voting machines didn't make any procedural errors and that no one intentionally manipulated them through a cyber attack. The results of that audit will come in by November 13th. So, stay tuned. President Trump is lashing out against election officials in certain battleground states, including those that are Republican-led, like Georgia. In a speech from the White House last night, the president accused election officials of plotting to steal the election from him, saying they're rigging the tallies to push the totals in favor of Joe Biden. But to be clear, there's no known evidence for those allegations, and Trump has not provided any. Still, Trump pointed to the mail-in ballots counted after Election Day, calling them suspicious, and he claimed in a sarcastic tone that officials miraculously found more ballots once they saw Biden was behind. But keep in mind, heading into Election Day, analysts actually had expected a majority of Election Day votes to be cast for Republicans and the majority of mail-in ballots to go to Democrats. And that's because President Trump encouraged his supporters not to vote by mail and instead cast their ballots in person on Tuesday. While Biden and other Democrats urge people to embrace mail-in voting as a way to stay safe and avoid crowds during a pandemic. Also, in terms of the timing, even though all ballots must be postmarked on or before Election Day, when those mail-in ballots are allowed to be received by and counted depends on the laws of each individual state. So right now, each state is following their own laws and timing. With that said, President Trump might end up challenging some of the laws and processes in the Supreme Court. Again yesterday, he threatened to take the race to the highest court. Already, the Trump campaign has filed a series of lawsuits, but so far, they haven't made much of a difference. Judges in Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Michigan rejected the lawsuits. Trump did have a small win in Pennsylvania that allowed observers from both parties who were standing 12 feet away to move up to 6 feet away to observe the counting process. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign filed a new lawsuit in Nevada to stop counting ballots. The Trump team believes thousands of votes may have been counted there in the names of people who are dead and non-residents, but Nevada election officials say that's not true. And ultimately, a judge will decide whether there's enough evidence to hear that case. By the way, Joe Biden also addressed the nation yesterday from his campaign headquarters in Delaware. He urged people to stay calm and patient, saying democracy is sometimes messy, but that the process is working and we'll know very soon. To be continued. Both Joe Biden and President Trump's supporters have been taking to the streets to protest in cities all around the U.S. Some of the largest ones happened in New York City, Portland, Oregon, and Minneapolis, Minnesota, where crowds called on election officials to count every vote. They were mostly peaceful, but there was some isolated violence and a few arrests. In Portland, some shop windows were smashed and 11 people were arrested there. Even more protesters were arrested in Minneapolis for blocking a freeway. Meanwhile, some Trump supporters turned rowdy in Phoenix, Arizona. Many of them were showing off their guns outside polling places while chanting things like, "Biden got beat, stop the cheat." Other cities around the country, like in Detroit, Michigan, saw peaceful protesters from both sides. While most of the country is focused on the election, the coronavirus is still spreading. The U.S. set grim new records this week. Johns Hopkins University reports more than 121,000 new COVID-19 infections were reported just yesterday. And it was the second day in a row the country reported more than 100,000 new cases, breaking the daily case record. And it's not just more testing. Hospitalizations and deaths are still rising, too. Nearly 1,200 Americans died from the virus yesterday. CNN says that's nearly a 20% increase from the same day last week. The COVID Tracking Project reports the number of coronavirus patients in hospitals right now is at its highest in 3 months. It also shows the Southwest and Midwest are getting hit the hardest. With all of that said, there is some hope in the form of a vaccine. AstraZeneca says if its vaccine candidate is approved, it could be available in just 2 months. Already, it's in late-stage trials here in the U.S. and around the world. Now the drug maker says it'll review data in the next couple of months. And if results look promising, it will quickly ramp up manufacturing and gain government approval. One company executive said during a call yesterday that AstraZeneca could be ready to supply hundreds of millions of doses around the world starting in January. Of course, we'll have to wait to see if that's true, but that's not the only potential vaccine in the works. Other companies like Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson are also in those final trials. Expect to hear more news on those in the weeks and months to come. All right, we have much more news ahead, but first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor today, Native. With the holiday season right around the corner, we're all getting into the spirit by indulging in the sights and sounds and scents of this season. I now have the fall seasonal scent, Buttercream and French Vanilla, and it smells delicious. I love getting to wear it and have that scent on me all day. And available starting today is their Candy Cane holiday scent. They even have a Candy Cane gift set, and all the Native products are perfect for sweet-smelling stocking stuffers as well. Plus, Native deodorants don't just block odor better, they are made better with ingredients you've actually heard of, like coconut oil and shea butter. I love that Native never uses potentially harmful ingredients like aluminum, parabens, sulfates, or talc. There's a reason Native has more than 14,000 five-star reviews. Plus, it is risk-free to try with free shipping in the U.S. and free 30-day returns and exchanges. So give the gift of Native by going to nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use the promo code newsworthy at checkout and get 20% off your first order. Make sure you order before December 7th to get your products in time for Christmas. That's nativedeo, nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use the promo code newsworthy. All right, now back to the news. There'll be even more college football games to watch this weekend. The Pac-12 conference officially starts its season tomorrow, and this means schools like the University of Oregon and Stanford will be back on the gridiron. Of course, in a normal year, the season would have started in late summer, but this year the pandemic caused a delay, and the virus is proving to be problematic already in week one. The Pac-12's Cal Bears and Washington Huskies had to cancel their season opener. As ESPN reports, a Cal player tested positive for COVID-19, and several teammates are in quarantine now. That said, the Pac-12 will have 5 other games go on as planned. And it's worth noting, too, with the Pac-12 back in action, this means all 5 of the major Division I conferences have returned to the field. The luxury automaker Bentley plans to phase out gas-burning cars, and by the end of the decade, it'll only make electric vehicles. The company says it wants to be the leader in what it calls sustainable luxury mobility, and it wants to modernize its fleet for a new generation of customers. To do this, the company will only sell hybrid and electric cars by the year 2026. Then by 2030, they'll be all electric. This is a huge shift for the 100-year-old company. Fortune reports its 12-cylinder combustion engines have helped shape the brand over the last century. But the carmaker is apparently ready for change. It's definitely not the only automaker doubling down on electric either. For example, GMC just unveiled its new electric Hummer, and Volkswagen plans to offer 75 electric models by the end of the decade. Apple has released another new iOS update for iPhones and iPads, iOS 14.2, and this comes with dozens of new emoji. They include a ninja, transgender pride flag, bubble tea, a piñata, and more. There's also a new hand gesture called the pinched fingers emoji. It shows the fingers and thumb held together with the palm up. As The Verge reports, many are calling it frustrated Italian hand gesture. The iOS update also comes with several other changes, including 8 new wallpapers, a refreshed AirPlay menu, and an array of bug fixes. It's available now to download. Several iconic musicians are getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this weekend. Among the inductees, Whitney Houston, the Doobie Brothers, Nine Inch Nails, and Notorious B.I.G. They're all to be celebrated during a ceremony tomorrow night. But, of course, the ceremony will look a little different because of the pandemic. Billboard reports there will not be any live performances, and instead each artist will be showcased in their own mini-film that's about 10 minutes long. The ceremony is set to air on HBO at 8 p.m. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, thanks to our sponsor today, Apostrophe. Prescription skincare works, but it can be hard to get and pretty expensive. But Apostrophe makes it easy and affordable to see a board-certified dermatologist online to help you reach your skincare goals. You get a completely customized treatment plan. In fact, Apostrophe's compounding pharmacy custom blends and hand bottles your prescription and then ships it directly to your door. No trip to the doctor or pharmacy necessary. I did this mostly to see what I could be doing now to prevent fine lines and wrinkles. She prescribed a mild yet effective option and answered all of my questions very quickly. Of course, they can also help with various concerns like acne, redness, dark spots, wrinkles, and more. Get your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com and get it for only $5 when you use our code NEWSWORTHY. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com and click Begin Visit, then use the code NEWSWORTHY at sign up, and you'll get your dermatology visit for only $5. That's apostrophe, A-P-O-S-T-R-O-P-H-E, apostrophe.com, and use that code NEWSWORTHY to get your dermatology visit for only $5. Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. And today we're talking about an Arkansas school district that was strapped for cash, but found a new way to save money and then turn those savings into better teacher salaries. The school district had apparently been struggling to retain teachers because of its low pay, which of course was not great for the students either. And after an energy audit, the district realized it could start using solar energy for its schools instead. In 3 years, the Energy News Network reports it was able to turn its $250,000 deficit into a $1.8 million surplus. And then the district pumped that money into teachers' pay, giving an average of a few thousand extra dollars to each teacher. By the way, Daily Energy Insider says energy costs are the second largest expense for U.S. schools, and a new report from a nonprofit and the Solar Foundation found more U.S. schools are turning to solar in the hopes of saving more money. Now, about 5.5% of K-12 schools around the country use solar power. All right, thank you so much for listening today and for sharing the show. We'll be back with our special edition Saturday episode tomorrow and another news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great day.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.